Com. I'm William. Russ Jones.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
So, right, another hour, another useful, may I say, informative session with the Brain Trust just ahead, doing all we can to keep you informed about your money and your money strategies. I'm Johnny Dean. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. Professor Rick Plum here with me from Lucia Capital Group. We're ready to take your phone calls and, of course, your emails standing by to answer your money questions. Now, we do have, I think, just one line open. We got a lot of folks on hold, so the first thing we're going to do is take your phone calls. But if you're not on hold, grab your phone, give us a call, get that one extra line, 877-PLANNER. That's our number, 877-752-6637. If you want to send us your questions in email form, you do so by going to wealthed.com, our website, at the Find Your Answer link. We're here to help you out with any money situation that you might have, and we're going to do that here in just about 30 seconds. Professor Rick Plum, back again with me as always, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. We are all about strategy on this program. I will tell you, you need a bucket strategy. You need one that's personalized to you, one that aims to meet all of your specific goals and needs. You can call the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Get your plan started. Their number off the air, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Of course, everyone's situation is different. No two plans are alike, and certainly no two people are alike. You should find out if you're on the right path to retirement. Lucia Capital Group, off the air, 800-644-1150. You can talk to us on the air, 877-PLANNER, as we're going to do with everybody, Joseph, Harry, John, Austin, and whoever else is after that. We're going to start off with Joseph, who's been hanging on in Fort Worth, Texas. Hello, Joseph.
Hello there.
How can we help you today?
I have a five-year annuity that came to maturity in April.
Okay.
And I had $350,000 in there drawing interest. And I took the $45,000 that I got in interest, but I didn't do it immediately. But last month, I put it in oil exploration in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And so what I need to know is...
You got to turn your radio or TV down. I think that's...
Let me...
There you go.
What I'm trying to figure out is I didn't consult anybody on this. Am I still going to have to pay taxes on that $45,000 even though I reinvested it or not?
Oh, yes. You took money out of an annuity, and you didn't use a 1035 exchange where you had the money sent from one annuity to another annuity. You put it into a completely different type of investment, a non-annuity. So anything that comes out of that account, that annuity account that is deferred earnings, will be taxable. And if you were, you know, 5 years ago, you were probably earning a pretty nice rate of return for over the last 5 years. So you said you had $45,000 of earnings. If that $45,000 coming out represented earnings, it's all 100% taxable. Yes.
Yeah. So by me putting it in into another investment didn't affect it at all. I still have to.
Yeah, the only way to not pay taxes on the interest within an annuity is to move it from one annuity to another annuity via 1035 exchange. You don't take control of the money. They don't send you the check. They send the money directly to a new annuity that you're purchasing on a 1035 exchange. And they have to have the right boxes checked and all that. And then you would, it's a continuation of the annuity world. You're just changing companies, but you didn't do that. So anytime you take money out of annuities that represents earnings, that is a taxable event, regardless of what you do with the money after that.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm 76 years old, so I didn't want to go into another five-year
contract
period. I mean, you know, because, I mean, I could drop dead tomorrow, so I didn't think that was very, would be very smart of me to put it back into an annuity, you know, like 3 to 5 years. I'd rather have the money out to maybe invest in real estate, which is how I made my money.
Right, but real estate is a long-term investment as well.
Yeah.
Either way, you are locking it up. I'm not saying that you should have left it in the annuity or you should have pulled it out, but you're talking about not wanting to go into a 3 to 5 year contract, but you're talking about using the same money to go into a real estate, which is typically at least a 3 to 5 year commitment. So,
not really if you're flipping them.
Well, you're taking a chance then.
Buy, rehab, and sell.
Okay, good. And since you've made your money that way, you sounds like you're comfortable doing it. That makes more sense. And I'm not saying that you would. You're taking more risk, but you can probably make a lot more money doing the flipping. Although, again, you're taking more risk than you would have ever made on the annuity. Because right now, a 5 year annuity is paying maybe 2.5%, 2.7% a year.
Yeah. And another thing is, if I have a owner financed contract on a house that I used to live in, I lived in it for 35 years, do I have to pay taxes on that?
So you sold it, but you held back the paper?
Yes.
So you, in the year of the sale, you could treat it as, instead of an installment sale, like most people will do on an investment property to stretch out the taxation. When you sell a primary residence, you treat it as all being sold in the same year, so you can apply your $250,000, $500,000 primary residence exemption against it. So it's not treated like an installment sale. Now it's just a note.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That help
well,
you out?
What I thought, because I had a property in Colorado Springs. I thought I could live up there, but I couldn't.
It's too cold.
So I stayed up there for 2 years and rehabbed an old Victorian two-story house and sold it.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you know real estate better than you know the annuities, and it sounds like even though you had to pay taxes, it's a good move for you.
Yeah. Hey, Joseph, I got to get some other calls. If you have any other questions, please hang on. We can talk to you during the break. We just got a lot of folks on hold, and I want to make sure I get to everybody. I appreciate the call, though. 877-PLANNER. Harry is up next in Nevada City. Hi, Harry.
How are you? Joseph's got me worried. He said he was 76 and he may not last another year, and I'm going to be 45 and I'm going to be 75 in 45 days.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, happy birthday soon.
There you go.
Joseph's got me a little worried about my planning here.
Oh, you're all right.
Yeah, okay. Here's the question. Now, I'm coming up to 75. So I've got $996,000 in my IRA, and my taxable account is $1,168,000, and I've got I bonds of $86,190. So I've got total financial assets of a little over $2.25 million, and my real estate is worth $860,000. Now here's the question: I'm getting about $40,000 a year on my required minimum distribution with my IRA, and so I've had it for 5 years, coming up to the sixth, and I'm thinking in order to get more flexibility with my financial assets, what I'm going to do with them in terms of for instance, I might want to build a little recreational house on the lot that I bought from a bank on an REO, and put in a Karen Carpenter singing and a Benihana stove for my neighbors. So,
I like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so the question is, if I took that $996,000, based on today's action, I'll probably be close to $1 million because rates are dropping. I'm in just in corporate bonds. What would be, instead of getting $40,000 a year, my current RMD, what would a media annuity pay me? I know would it all be taxable. I understand that. But what do you think the amount of income I would be generated at age 75 using $1 million?
Probably $75,000 a year, but that doesn't make it a good deal. The annuities today, now you expressed an issue. They said that the gentleman caller before you scared you, that you have to have longevity to buy an immediate annuity. If you tell me you're going to live to be 100, the immediate annuity can make some sense. But if you have normal life expectancy, even 90 years of age, 15 years, you're probably not going to get a good rate of return. Yes, it'll increase your income, but remember where that income is coming from. It's coming from a combination of a very small amount of interest being earned, potentially,
and your own
and
cash.
Your own money coming back to you. You're just distributing your own principal for the most part.
I could almost write my own annuity to myself, right?
Right. So there are, in my opinion, unless you have to, and you talked about wanting flexibility, buying an immediate annuity doesn't give you any flexibility. All it does is create a fixed, guaranteed payment.
So I had, as I say, I'm getting $40,000 now. So if I get it up, you said $75,000,
give or take. But you can do the same thing just by increasing the amount of money you're taking out of your IRA.
Sure, that's a good point. That's the point. Without giving up the capital, that's a huge decision.
Well, and you would only give up a little bit of the capital and maybe earn a little bit better than what you're earning on an annuity, and still give yourself. So instead of a guaranteed X, 75, 60, or whatever the number is. 1 year you could take 100, the next year you could drop back down to the RMD number. You can mix and match, you can play around. Given what you've said, I think buying an immediate annuity is not the right thing for you.
No, Harry, there are other ways to do it. I got to take a break, so I want you to hold on and talk to Professor Plum a little bit more off the air on this, because you really want to make sure you do this correctly. So hold on a second. I'm glad he called and asked that question, because yes, he could get the guaranteed income, and some people would like that, but I mean, on a million, whatever it is,
I mean, the fact that he can get a higher distribution, big deal. You're just distributing your own money. You can get a higher distribution just by calling your insurance or the IRA custodian and saying, hey, send me 75 instead of 40.
Exactly.
They'll send it to you.
Now, you live to be 110.
Annuity, that immediate annuity makes some sense.
Yes.
Promise me you'll live to 110.
Right. So, Harry, hold on. I want you to talk to Professor Plum. John in Bremerton, Austin in Las Vegas. You folks are next up. You're on deck. Don't go away. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. We're coming right back.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr., on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great, he needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
All right, we have just a couple of lines open. 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Taking your calls, 877-752-6637. A lot of folks on hold, been waiting a little while, so we're going to get right to them. John in Bremerton, Washington, you are next. Thanks for hanging on, John. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I'm going into retirement and looking at withdrawing out of my IRA. And I just understand that I'll be turn 65 in September, so, and when I turn 70, I go into the RMD, and I just kind of want to know if you can go over that formula, how they figure that, and kind of explain that a little bit better, please.
Right. Remember, it is a required minimum. You can always take more, and anything you take out now, while it doesn't actually satisfy future RMDs, it reduces your IRA, and because the required minimum distribution is based on the IRA at that time in the future, it'll ultimately reduce your required minimum distribution in the future. But what they're going to do in the year that you reach 70 and a half, so it's actually the year you're going to turn 71, you look at the balance of your IRA at the end of the previous year, 12/31 balance of the previous year, and you're going to take that and divide it by a factor, a number that the IRS has been kind enough to give us, that is a life expectancy factor for somebody that age. So at 71, the factor is 26.5. So you would take your balance of your IRA divided by 26.5. The next year is 25.6. So each year you look at the previous year's ending balance and you look at the life expectancy factor for the age you will reach during that year. You take one divided by the other and that's your minimum distribution. And it changes every year. Now, are you married? And if so, are you married to somebody more than 10 years your junior?
Yes, on both parts.
Okay, so then the number I gave you is not quite correct because you will use a different formula, not a different formula, but a different factor. We have to go into the tables and just get a life expectancy factor for the ages of you and your spouse. And so we're going to look at your age, 71, her age, 45, whatever it is, and we're going to find the life expectancy factor for people of those ages, which will be a longer life expectancy than the one that I gave you. And so it'll be a little less of a required minimum distribution than somebody else your age.
Okay, so yeah, so I just have to worry about the distribution between now and then, because at that point it'll just be an automatic minimum that I have to take out.
Right, so. You don't even have to worry about the distributions. It's just because there are no minimums that you have to take out today. You don't have any requirements of anything from your IRA until the year, and it is the year, the calendar year, that you reach 70 and a half. And then you look at your age during that year, your spouse's age during that year. You go to the table, kind of line it up, and the life expectancy for those two ages is X. You take the balance as the end of last year divided by that factor. That gives you the required minimum distribution for that year. And then each year you go back and redo it based on new attained ages.
And new
okay,
balance.
So you'll find that online somewhere then?
Easiest way to find it is to search IRS Publication 590-B, and go to the appendix. It's in the appendix. It's probably 15 pages of numbers because they go 10 years at a block on the top and on the bottom. You're just going to have to find the two ages, you know, kind of put them together, find the factor. The old math graphing, you know.
That's right. The x-axis and the y-axis, where they meet, and that'll tell you the exact number.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for the call. I have looked at that. It's sort of like the old tax tables.
Yes.
That when you look in the back and see how much you owed, you know, when we filled them out, the forms, you would have your income, and then you would have something else that would tell you the exact tax.
The number of people in your household.
That's what it was, yeah.
But it's not difficult. You just have to use the right factors.
Right.
And it's only
a
minimum.
And
so what he does between now and then can help manage the RMDs later on by doing Roth conversions today to get less money in the traditional IRA, which means less required minimum distribution in the future.
And you mentioned, we'll talk about this maybe after the bottom of the hour, but you mentioned the 10-year age difference. So we're going to talk about that, explain what we mean by that on required minimum distributions. All right, 877-PLANNER. Let's move along next to Austin, who's been hanging on a while in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi, Austin. How can we help you today?
Hi, guys. Great show, as always, and it's nice to have you back live.
Thank you. We're happy to be back live as well.
Sure. I'm just looking for clarification as to whether myself and my spouse are okay to contribute to our Roth for 2016.
Okay.
For the first 6 months of the year, thus far for the year, my wife has zero earned income. For the first 7 months of the year up till recently, I was an independent consultant. I generated gross receipts of $36,000. With a net profit, net self-employment profit of about $26,000, so about $10,000 in expenses. I recently landed a W-2 job, which will pay $90,000, so I will have $45,000 W-2 going forward for the remainder of this year.
Okay.
So I think we're both okay. We're both north of 50, and with your clarification, I was hoping to make my Roth contributions pretty soon. Are we okay?
Well, it sounds like it because it does not sound like you'll exceed $184,000 at any time between now and the end of the year, totally.
That's pretty safe to conclude.
I mean, it's a problem to have, right? Oh, darn, right. You exceeded the $184,000. You have sufficient earned income. You're going to file a joint return for this year, right?
Correct.
And as long as you're filing a joint return, the fact that your spouse doesn't have any income doesn't matter because she can use your income to support her Roth contribution.
That's what I wanted to hear you say. Okay, I appreciate that. One other minor factor, in this new position I just accepted, the W-2 position, I'm participating in what they call an employer plan. It's a U.S. associate savings plan.
Right.
It's like a little 401k, but it's kind of just I put in 5% and they match 2.5%. I mean, that doesn't affect the ability to contribute to the Roth, does it?
The only way it would affect the ability to contribute to the Roth, if you were somehow able to defer all 45 of your salary and another 13 of your self-employment income to a point where you don't have any income left to defer or don't have any income left to support the IRA contribution. It's not going to be an issue.
Okay. Thank you so much, as always, Rick. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Austin.
Austin, thank you for the call. So explain what for a lot of people are in this situation.
Well, he has earned income. He's going to have the $26,000 net Schedule C self-employment income, and he's going to have $45,000 of W-2 wages. Now, if he were to contribute to a 401k and he was going to contribute $24,000 to the 401k, that would reduce his eligible wages to only $21,000. But still, 21 and 26, he still has $47,000 of income to support an IRA contribution. So we have income eligible to support it. Now the only thing we have to worry about is, are we over the adjusted gross income limit for doing a Roth IRA? In 2016, the IRA limit is $184,000.
That's for married
for married couple
filing jointly.
And the key for filing jointly is the fact that she wants to do or they want to do a spousal IRA for his spouse, but his spouse does not have any earned income for the year. So as an individual, she's not eligible to contribute because she doesn't have any earned income.
But
because they're filing a married joint return, they can use the household income, the household earned income, to support her contribution and his contribution. Now, we can't use the same dollar. So if the only income they had was $6,000, having a joint return doesn't give you six for you and six for your spouse. But having more than $13,000 of joint combined household earned income allows him to put $6,500 of it into his Roth IRA and her to put $6,500 into her Roth IRA.
Those are the rules. That's we just interpret them. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Hey, we finally got some lines open. It looks like we have three lines open, maybe four now. 877-752-6637. Emails coming up as well. You can send us those at wealthed.com, our website. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming right back.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer security through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Planner. Hey, we got lines open. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here. Bucket Strategy Investing. Get your calls in because we're here for just, you know, another 25 minutes or so. Maybe a little bit less. We still have some trivia coming up. We'll tell you what's all going to be on the program next week, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, we're here taking your calls as we do every single day. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We were talking with an earlier caller, John in Bremerton, Washington, about required minimum distributions, Professor Plum. And one of the questions that you asked, which a lot of people wouldn't even think to ask.
When I asked it late. I'm sorry about that.
You were a little late, but it's all right. You're still in the game. You know, fourth quarter's, you know, that's fine. About required minimum distributions and whether or not, as John is a married person, his spouse was at least 10 years younger or
right.
not. And there's a reason you ask that.
Right. Most people, and historically speaking, we used to have a mess when it came to required minimum distributions. When you got to 70 and a half, you had to choose a specific method of calculating your required minimum distribution. You had to choose either a straight life where you reduced your life expectancy by one every year, or a recalculation method, which is kind of like what we have now. You had to choose whether you wanted to base it on your life alone or yours and another, your beneficiary's life. And if it was a non-spouse, the most you could ever do was a 10-year differential in age. But if it was a spouse, one of the options was to base it on both of your life expectancies. About 10, 15 years ago, they said, this is ridiculous. It's too hard to remember. And choosing one had an impact on how much you had to take out, but also had an impact on how much your heirs had to take out. Problem was, your heirs had no idea which method you started, and so it was very difficult for the heirs to continue with that method or not, and it was very difficult for the IRS to track it. So the IRS said, okay, fine. Everybody has the same required minimum distribution. We're going to treat everybody as a joint life expectancy with a 10-year differential in age. That's where the current RMD factors came from. However, they didn't want to penalize people that had spouses 10 years, more than 10 years their junior. So they said everybody has the normal required minimum distribution table unless you have a spouse that's more than 10 years your junior. And then you can use the tables that we used to use back in the day, and everybody uses the recalculation method. So if you have a spouse that is more than 10 years younger than you, you don't just go to the normal table and look up what everybody else looks up. You look up a different table. How much younger? If they're, you know, 11 years younger, it's not going to make much difference. Most of the time when I've seen somebody has 11-year differential in age, they just use the regular one instead of going to the more complex table. But and we've seen a lot of times where there's 20-year difference in age, and that does reduce the required minimum distribution at least a decent amount. Instead of being 3.67%, it may only be 3% or 2.8%, depending upon how much younger that spouse is.
Yeah, and of course the reason for doing that is that the spouse is going to be living longer.
The IRA is there to support the married couple.
Yes.
And they want it to be basically paid out over the life expectancy of the married couple. And obviously if you have a very young spouse or a younger spouse, that life expectancy is longer, so you want to take out less to be able to make that IRA last longer. But these are minimums. You can always take out more. It's just that you have to meet the required minimum or face a penalty. The penalty? 50% of the shortfall.
Of what you should have taken out. So if your required minimum distribution for that year is $4,000 and you only take $2,000, you are $2,000 short, which means you got a $1,000 penalty.
Yeah. That's a big number. I mean, we were talking with somebody earlier. Their RMD was $40,000. We'll say they only took out $10,000 1 year. You know, they forgot, didn't do it, whatever. They were short by $30,000. That's a $15,000 penalty And you still have to take the money out and pay taxes on
it. Yeah, so it doesn't help. All right, 877-PLANNER. Again, we have about three lines open, 877-PLANNER. Let's go along next to Randy in Las Vegas. Hi, Randy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you today?
Good. You know, I have a quick question. Is there like firms that you recommend that you could just pay kind of an annual flat fee to kind of review your portfolio?
I would say that again. Is there a what?
A firm that just charges a flat fee, you're saying?
Yeah, so that kind of annually you would take your portfolio and, you know, say you feel that you are financially fairly savvy, but you would go in on an annual basis and say, hey, look, this is what I'm planning on doing. I'm going to withdraw this much from this. I'm going to reallocate resources here, and just kind of on an annual basis to kind of review your portfolio as you head into retirement, and quite frankly, more importantly, after retirement and the effect that it has as far as taxation and things.
Right.
Besides your tax man.
Right. But yeah. you're looking for somebody. You don't want them to do any management of the assets. You don't want them to help you with any management. You just want to see, are you on track? So you want to pay them a fee of X amount of dollars to say, yes, you are on track.
Or
no, you're not on track.
And make recommendations,
but not do any of the actual asset management. Is that what I'm understanding? There are a few that can do that, but you're not going to like the fee. It's not going to be $50. It's not going to even be $150. It's going to be, you know, a pretty good size fee. We can give you people that'll do it like that. But you're not going to like the fee.
It depends. Depends on what the value is to you, you know.
Right.
I mean, if you would go in and pay, you know, $1,000 a year and go, hey, it's almost a stamp of approval or an insurance policy just for where your direction.
There are some firms that can do that. We can help you off the air to help that, but it probably won't be $1,000 when there's no other chance, because it does take time. It takes a lot of time away from what other things they could be making money on too. I'm just talking from a business standpoint. Anytime I make a recommendation that you're on track, you're not on track, then I've put myself out as that's a liability to me, and I could actually get sued. So I'm going to charge you enough to, you know,
cover
take care
that.
Of that risk on my side too. I'm just talking in general when I talk about me this way. It's out there. It's just not that easy to find. Most of the people find that it's easier, depending upon the size of the portfolio, to have the financial advisor manage at least a portion of the portfolio on a fee basis, and then they get the other side of it without an additional fee. So it's kind of, you can go a lot of different ways on this.
Gotcha. Cool. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, Randy, if you want to hang on, maybe we can find somebody. Yeah, there is that aspect to it. You know, some people say, well, you know, I just want to charge somebody, just take a look at it, maybe once a year. As you said, that as soon as somebody makes a recommendation on a portfolio, in some ways there is some fiduciary responsibility on that person's part, right?
Right. As soon as I accept a fee for giving a recommendation, I am on, I'm on the hook now for that recommendation being a valid recommendation. Now, depending upon how old you are, if you're in your 60s or more, you can just take a look at your portfolio and say, okay, how much do I really need to take out of this portfolio? And as a general rule, if I'm taking 3 or 4% or less out of my portfolio, I should be in pretty good shape on an annual basis. But there's a lot of things that go into the planning process over and above just a 4% rule. You know, matching the income to the different time horizons that the income starts, especially if you're trying to retire early, you're retiring at 60, your Social Security's not available yet, maybe your pension's not available yet, even lifetime income's not available yet. How do I front load the portfolio to be able to do that, and what types of assets? And if I make a recommendation that you should have this much money in the safer area, but you go out and you put it into something else, and you lose money on it, and you don't have enough money to meet your needs over the short run, you come back on me and you're not happy with me. It's like, well, that's because you didn't do what I told you. But I told you to put it, but that doesn't seem to matter once it happens.
Well, no, it doesn't. And you've seen that situation arise. It has come up.
And to be honest, I was talking to somebody who was actually looking to come into this type of an industry about
the financial services.
Financial services, about fee-only planners, and what does that mean? And have I ever seen a company, and there may be one out there, maybe somebody listening right now, but I have never seen somebody who can charge an hourly rate and only the hourly rate, no asset management, no commissions, no anything from the actual investment side of the house, and make a living just on a monthly annual fee, you know, hourly fee, without any other area. And the other side of it, it's very difficult to make recommendations on, you know, you pay me $2,500 a year to do the plan, and then I, whatever the number, it's just really tough to make that company work without getting any asset management fees, without any commissions, other things.
See, the impression that I think people are left with when they hear fee only is that that's exactly what it is.
Fee only is more of I'm managing your assets and I'm getting a fee for managing your assets. It's a percentage of the overall portfolio. I've seen them charge as a percentage of a specific account. I've seen them charge a percentage of the investment portfolio. I even saw somebody charging a percentage of the entire net worth, including the individual's personal residence. That was a little bit much.
Yeah, we've heard of that too. Yeah.
But he made a very good comment that it's all a matter of the value that the individual is getting from the person.
Mm-hmm.
But there has to be both sides of it. I mean, I have to stay in business for me to continue to advise you, and you have to continue getting value from me.
And the reputation I think that fee-only advisors have is exactly what Randy, I think, was looking for, which was, hey, I'm just going to
come in. Flat fee, one time a year.
Here it is. I'll pay you.
And don't pitch me your asset managers. Don't pitch me anything else. Don't pitch
just
me any product.
It.
Just tell me.
Mm-hmm.
But then what that means is, okay, I do a plan. I create a plan that says you should have some lifetime income or you should have some of this. Now go find somebody else who's going to sell you that product.
Right.
Because you can't, in many cases, get everything on your own. And now you're at the beck and call. You're at basically their whim, and you could get snookered by them.
Exactly. So you got to be careful. Okay, Danny in Houston, hang on. You're going to be next. We still have a line open, 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education. Learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice. Get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning. Choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at
at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Friday. Here you go. All right.
Gotta have it.
Gotta have it. You can't go into a weekend without hearing a few faces, and I know we say this every week, but who cares? It just reminds you that it is Friday, at least where we are, all right? I hope it is where you are, too. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, Johnny Dean, Professor Plum, got some folks on hold. We're trying to get to everybody. Larry is up next in Denver, Colorado. Hello, Larry.
Fellas, thanks for taking the call. How
sure.
are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good, good. Had a question on, I've got a couple rentals, and I've already put them in a couple years ago. I put them in LLC. So I had to basically go down to the deed of trust and change it out of my name into the LLC name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now my wife and I are putting them in a trust. So do we retitle them from the LLC back into the trust, or how does that
nope.
wrap?
Nope, nope,
I don't.
The trust becomes the owner of the LLC. The LLC still owns the real estate, but the
okay.
trust is now the managing partner of the, or the person that, instead of you personally owning the LLC, the trust owns the LLC.
Okay, but then do I do another change at the for the state, or do I retitle it with?
Well, you have to. It's going to change the title of all. The trust just adopts the ownership of the LLC. I don't think there's any reason. You know, this is where you're going to need to talk to an attorney or somebody who does, you know, physical titling.
Okay.
But the LLC still owns the property. The
okay.
trust owns the LLC.
Okay. I just didn't wonder how I do it with the state, so I'll just ask an attorney here how that.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk to your specific state, you know, because I'm sure they
right.
do it a lot different than the state I live in, which is going to do it the wrong way every time because I live in California.
Yeah. Okay, that was it. I just didn't know how to structure that, but I've got someone I'm checking with.
Yeah.
That, so
talk to a trust company there. Anybody who handles real estate transactions, an attorney that handles trusts, they'll be able to answer the question on the physical, you know, actual paperwork. I'm
Super.
Not the paperwork guy.
Thank you so much. I love your show.
Thank you, Larry, and thank
Take
you.
Take care, Larry.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. In
beautiful area.
Yeah, I was just there.
Yeah.
I was just there last weekend, although it was a little hot.
Well, it is summer.
Well, it is, but it was, you know, 90, I think it was 99 was the coolest it got.
I think my daughter would like to move back there. She went to college there, and she'd love to move back to Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Well, I lived there back in the 60s, in the mid-60s, and it was I only remember the cold because I was like four. All right, 877-PLANNER. Let's go along next to Danny in Houston, Texas. Hello, Danny.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. How you been, Danny?
Man, I've been good. Can't complain.
Good. We haven't heard from you in a long time. Glad it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, I only get an hour. I still listen every day, though.
Oh,
thank
well,
you.
We appreciate that. Great. Well, how can we help you, my friend?
I got a pension question. I don't know if you guys can answer it or not. One of my coworkers passed away about a week ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And just among the employees, he was 64 years old. They're saying that his wife won't be eligible to collect his pension. Does that make sense?
Well,
he was still working.
Yes.
They're saying he hadn't filled out any of the paperwork as far as survivor benefits or anything, so she won't get any of the pension.
She'll probably not get the monthly pension that he was expecting to get, but there will be some lump sum available. It probably won't be as good as the pension, but the money isn't going to just completely disappear. The company doesn't get to keep it all. But you have to look at what the company has written as far as what happens when somebody passes away while they're working. Some will give a lump sum, basically what he's contributed to it over the years or what they've contributed plus some interest. Some will give a reduced paid out, like a joint survivor 50% benefit, but it's all about how the company wrote up the pension. It doesn't just 100% disappear, but it sometimes is a much reduced number based on some lower actuarial calculation. It's probably based on, the lump sum is probably based on a payment of 50% of what he had earned up to that point. Not the whole thing. She wouldn't have gotten 100% of it no matter what if he had lived. The only way for him to have taken 100% pension was to completely leave nothing for her. So anytime he left a benefit for her, he would have had to take a less pension for him. They're not going to give her the whole pension. But
sometimes
they give a payout. Sometimes they're going to give just a lump sum. I know, like in California, the teachers have it the worst. They have an account value that is a lump sum, but it's only the money they've deferred out of their paychecks plus some interest. It has no money coming in from the district or the state. And so it's a much lower value than what a pension would do. So most teachers want to pre-select a pension option before they retire so that if they die in the last couple of years, their wife or their husband or whoever their spouse is gets a continuation. But you know, you got to go to the plan. There will be something, but it's not going to be his pension, this full number.
Oh, okay, I got you. But they were saying she wasn't going to get anything. And I was like, that didn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense at all. There should be something for her.
Okay. Because I know here in Texas, man, there are some railroad spouses, man, that, you know, our husbands died years ago, and they still get the pension. As a matter of fact, it was some kind of deal where if they remarried, the pension would stop. So a lot of them never remarried.
Right. Oh, wow, really? Oh, man. Yeah, the whole railroad thing is different. Yeah.
Railroad is more similar to the Social Security system,
yeah.
But it's a little bit better than the Social Security system. So
I mean, they have some good pensions, but the thing about it is they can't remarry.
Yeah. I don't know the ins and outs of all the railroad issues, but...
No, but that doesn't surprise me, Dan.
There's lots of things that the federal government does that basically promotes living in sin and not getting remarried.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
All right. Does that help you out, Danny?
That helped me a lot. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for the call. Well, it's always good to hear from Danny.
He's a
good
guy.
He calls every maybe 6-8 months, something
like
that.
Met him several times when I'm down in the Houston area.
Yeah.
Just a great guy.
He really is. He really is. And that's a tough thing. He's talking about a
coworker. Passed.
Yeah. It would be rare where you don't have, there isn't something left over.
There has to be something there. I mean, you know, they earned it while they were working. There's going to be something. Now, if you're expecting a $5,000 a month pension and you die before you get to the retirement date, your spouse should not expect a $5,000 a month pension. It's not going to happen. They wouldn't have gotten that if you had retired and then chose even the 100% option. It would have been less than that. And so a lot of times, especially when we get up into the closer, the last 5-10 years before we retire, we really do want to look into our pensions and say, do I need to pre-select something so that I can get the appropriate amount of money, or is it just a default minor lump sum?
As a matter of fact, that's a good idea. If you have a pension, give us a call and we can take a look at it for you. We're out of time for this hour. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll answer everybody else's question. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, and I suggest that you do, talk to any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. The Brain Trust advisors, 800-644-1150. The off-air number, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.